104.7 Andy and Mel. It is 8:11. We're going to top out at 52 today. Got a chance of some rain. Hopefully, there's still a chance. Let me update my forecast, see if there's still a chance. There is less of a chance. It's 30% now.
No.
Eventually, the rain is going to be done by 9 a.m., so. Sorry.
Grr.
Yeah. Grr. So there was an acronym that I came across on the Daily Mail's website. The sitcom.
Okay.
What is a sitcom?
Mm-hmm.
It is someone who is single in 20s clinging to memories or clinging on to memories.
So it's every girl in their 20s.
Every girl who has ever been scorned by a man in their 20s. And definitely some guys.
Yeah.
But basically the article was about how by clinging on to that lost love, they're making it impossible for anyone to date them ever.
True. It's so true.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're one of those people that compare everything to your ex, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He was taller than you.
Well, I don't know.
Was bigger.
I don't know quite that far.
And
but...
smarter. And smelled better. And you're not him. I don't like you.
You know, it's really... that's something that I think that I find hard is to... still not compare against an ex, you know, to the new guy. Like, it's just hard.
I guess I never compared. I would just like the only thing that would be hard for me was like every now and then I'll say, oh no, we went here one time, didn't we? And Chris will say, no, it must have been some other wife of yours or some other girlfriend. And
oops.
Sometimes it was, sometimes it wasn't. She just didn't remember.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah, but. You know, yeah, it was like 8 years ago. I don't remember what the hell I was doing 8 years ago exactly or who I was
You're
with.
Like, I've been there before. I just don't remember with whom, always.
Didn't I go to Valley Fair with you? Oh, no, I went by myself that time. That's right. I went alone.
But it is something that you definitely have to let go. I mean, if you're continuing to hold on to that person, you're never going to move forward in your life.
No, it'll drive everyone you ever date crazy for the rest of their lives,
and drive them
too.
Away.
And drive them away, too. Mm-hmm. That is for sure. There is an app that is coming out that I'm kind of excited about.
You are going to pump for this, aren't you?
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
Because it's been a bit of a letdown in recent years, for me anyway. Just some of the newer stuff, and they're just making it too hard. And I don't know. It's just kind of annoying. But anyway, there is going to be, believe it or not, I don't have the story in front of me. What was the date? Do you still have it in front of you?
November. I don't have it, but it's November 8th.
Oh, November 8th. I just got it. The game, the app that is coming out very soon to a smartphone near you. Now, it's only telling me that it's going to the App Store, which I'm assuming is iTunes App Store for iPhones and iPods and stuff at first anyway.
Grr.
But the game... Oh, yeah, it's Star Wars, but it's Angry Birds Star Wars.
You can't tell me you're not pumped.
I'm not that excited.
What?
It's cool.
They better have lightsabers, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're gonna do it, but they better have lightsabers.
An Angry Bird with a lightsaber.
I don't know how.
I don't know either. But there's going to be Angry Birds Star Wars. And you can play as either the Empire or the Rebellion.
Yes, whatever one you choose.
So look for that November 8th. We've got more of your calls coming up here about the garage sale outlawing that everybody's going kind of nutso over. Yeah, we're going to be speaking Chinese.
No.
Guaranteed. Within 20 years. It'll be the United States of China. They're taking over. Anyway, more of that coming up. Hang on.
Sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:27. We're going to top out at 52 today. Chance of rain before 9. I'm not holding my breath on that. So, Mel, if you want to get a better night's sleep, I have 5 ways you can do it.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Stop drinking all that booze before you go to bed, first of all.
Yeah, because that's me every night.
Limit your alcohol intake is one of them. It can be hard not to drink after a hard day at work, but according to the website on Today, it says too much booze makes it more difficult to sleep.
It is so rare for me to have a drink during the week.
Oh, I know, me too.
And it's very rare.
Occasionally, I'll just like, you know what?
Every once in a while.
I feel like having a beer with my frozen pizza or popcorn.
Especially during the summertime when it's super hot.
I love beer with popcorn.
Okay.
It just goes good.
I'd rather have a pop.
Get rid of the cell phone.
That's my alarm clock.
It's a potential sleep hazard because so many people who try to sleep with their phone next to them are tempted to check their messages periodically throughout the night.
That is true, but
you actually get up in the middle of the night to check a message?
No, if it wakes me up, if I happen to hear it.
I don't even care.
I would check it, but
I almost don't answer the phone ringing.
I don't even hear it anymore. I used to hear every little noise it makes, and now I just sleep through it.
You know, there are these little devices that are called alarm clocks that you can put next to your bed instead of your cell phone.
I got one.
It even suggests leaving it in another room.
Hmm. Interesting.
Shut off your laptop. I'm a little guilty of this from time to time. The bright light from the computer screens, goes for the cell phones.
Right.
Suppresses the melatonin in your brain, makes you not want to go to sleep.
Makes sense.
Keep your bedroom dark. Avoid television death. If you like to go to sleep watching a crime drama,
you
probably not want to do that because it's...
So no SVU and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stick to comedies instead.
Okay. You know? Well, that makes sense.
Sure.
Because then you're not like thinking about it all of a sudden.
And you dog and cat people, you're not going to like this, but lock out your pets. They don't care if you need to rest or not. They whine to go outside or they're nocturnal like cats and they want to run around and play. Just lock them out of your bedroom at night.
That's true.
Yeah?
They don't care.
No? Although, I didn't realize it says in the article that cats are nocturnal. Cats just kind of wake up and fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
Do they really have a time of day they're more awake? I guess maybe they are at night. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's true. I mean, they can do whatever. They don't care. They don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
Who cares if you get sleep?
I'm going to chase your toes sticking out the end of the...
and bite them.
The end of the bed. Yeah, my cat used to do that. That's when I started sleeping with my feet to the wall. Not kidding. I actually did it in college.
Bad kitty.
Yeah, bad kitty. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I may be fat, but you're ugly and I can always lose weight while you will always be stuck with that face.
Thanks.
You're welcome. For calling me fat yesterday.
I didn't call you fat. I said too. You used to be.
Don't call me fat.
I did not.
All I heard was you were fat.
Past tense.
Whatever. You still call me fat.
Years ago. 2 years ago.
You still called me fat.
Hot 104. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The anti-gay group 1 Million Moms is freaking out at an upcoming ABC family show called The Fosters because it features lesbians raising kids. They're also protesting NBC's The New Normal, which is about a single mother who agrees to be a surrogate for a gay couple. An American Idol source says that Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj feud is very real and that the show wasn't able to film promos for them last week together. Also, the staff and crew is supposedly so fed up with it, they're already wishing Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler were back. And that's the dirt. You can find it more by going to hot1047.com.
While the last song was playing, Mel said something interesting.
I don't get this song. I don't get why people like it.
How do you not get 50 Ways to Say Goodbye?
Well, I mean, I get the song. I don't get why people like that song.
Hey, what happened to your girlfriend? Oh, yeah, she's dead. She fell off a cliff.
First of all, it's kind of mean.
Well.
And,
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a song about... jilted love turned into murder. That's not what I took from it.
I don't think so. But I think it's like, I hate you. I'm just going
to
tell
everybody. So I'm going to make up a story that you went skydiving and forgot to pull your chute.
And got ran over by a purple scion. I just think that.
I think it's great.
She went down in an airplane, fried in suntan, fell in a cement mixer full of quicksand.
It's clever. That's pretty good.
It's clever. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't get the premise of the song. I'm just saying I don't really like the song.
The song that I don't get right now that is really, really big. And this could apply to any song throughout the history of music. But this is a song that I know it's a big deal and lots of people love it. I'm just saying I don't get it. And that song for me is... Like ever, never, ever. Isn't that such a cheap ploy to like hook onto? ever.
I actually really like that song.
I don't get it.
That one is, you know, and the train one is catchy too, but that one is so catchy. And that's one of my favorite parts of the song because it's fun.
That's the part where I want to punch myself in the head.
I know, but it's fun. Well, you're kind of a fun hater, so I get that.
No, I'm not a fun hater. There are certain frequencies the human ear is supposed to hear and some that they're not.
That's not like...
And we...
That's not
one of them.
That's not that high-pitched.
Okay.
It's fun to sing. My girls enjoy that part of that song.
The other one that I don't get at all, and it's even... It has taken on a life larger than anything.
It's like this.
It's not even in English.
Open Gangnam Style.
Is that even a word? Is style like a word for something else in Korean that I don't know?
Somebody just passed by in the window when I was dancing.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing?
I just don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm old. I'm getting too old. It's the, hey, turn the gangman style stuff off.
I don't quite get that song either. And I know that song's kind of one of those fad songs, though.
Oh, so. Yeah. That it's going to be, you know, in 5 years, we'll all be going, remember that guy, Sai, that did that Gangnam style
that
song?
That was so stupid.
Whooped in Gangnam style. But at the same time, I know lots of people love it. And I'm not judging people's taste in music. I'm just saying I don't get it.
That one is a little confusing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fad one, though. I mean, it's like a Cupid Shuffle type.
If there's a song that you don't get, why everybody loves it, let us know. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 852. We're going to talk about it 52 today. I got a text message that said, search YouTube for the Gangnam Style video. That is why it's such an awesome song, because of the dance.
Yeah, the dance is pretty fun, actually. You kind of feel a little ridiculous doing it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the video before, and the video makes me think of something someone was doing to be funny, not as an actual musical experience. Yet it has managed to get 412 million plus views.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's entertaining. It's
amusing.
Yeah, entertaining.
I didn't say it was entertaining. I said it's amusing. There's a difference. But I'm not going to criticize people who love it either. Just because I don't. I don't get it. I mean, I've never been a dancey sort of guy. So, you know, a cool dance is not going to make me like it.
Right.
Ever. Ever.
Well, not you.
Getting back together. That's just me, but
like, whatever,
ever, whatever. We are never, ever, ever. Yeah, that's my other one. Oh, I missed the wee. Where is it? There it is. There's my wee.
I like that part.
Wee.
I like that part.
You know what? That is going to be my new alarm tone.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I screwed it up. Let me.
It's gonna play it over and over and over. Gonna loop it.
Or I could make it even tighter and make it more annoying. I'm up.
That would do it.
Yeah. Got my new alarm clock ringtone on my phone. Anyway. So, let's see here. There is a list of the five most popular pranks to play on friends. 40% of people between the ages of 18 and 24 said that technology in some way, make, or form has aided in a prank they played on a friend.
Mm.
And three of the top five pranks can all be done with a cell phone. Most popular prank is the oldest one in the book. I'll start at the bottom. Number five, photobombing a friend's picture. I'm a big fan.
Me too.
Sending fake texts from a friend's phone when they're not looking.
Oh. I got, speaking of photobomb, I got photobombed again on Saturday. Pretty funny. I'll show it to you.
Posting something embarrassing on a friend's Facebook account when they have left their page open.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
I do it. To Mel, and, mostly.
And you've changed my profile picture to Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whoopin Gangnam Style. Prank phone calls. Oldest one in the book.
Yeah.
And
is your refrigerator running?
And you pulled number one on me this morning.
Oh, I didn't mean to, though.
But you still did.
How's that technology?
No, not all of these were technology.
Oh, okay.
Three of the five are, though.
I was just going to open the door, and you were coming out of it, and it scared the crapola out of
you. Yeah, I kind of pooped my pants a little bit there. I'm just opening the door, and...
You even swore at me. And I'm like, I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, you went like, good morning.
Well, I had to laugh, because you always think it's hilarious to scare me when that happens.
It never works, though. I never scare you.
Not anymore. You used to.
It would only be when I just wasn't in, I was still in the studio, just like I would be normally, but I was standing over there instead of sitting here.
Yeah.
And that apparently was enough to cause massive anxiety reaction.
Well, because I would expect to see you there, not over here.
Oh, he's not in here.
And then all of a sudden you were there.
But the one time I hid under the counter on your side with a scary mask on, and I jumped up, and you had zero reaction whatsoever.
I know. That was weird. I can't explain that.
I sat there for like 5 minutes at least.
I can't explain that one to you. I have no idea why I didn't jump or react to that.
And the first thing you said didn't scare me.
Because it should have. It totally should have.
Yeah. Music coming up. Phillip Phillips Home. That is on the way next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.